Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
That's the late, great SRV bringing us back. Little Stevie Ray. Little Texas blues there. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tiana Lawrence is our guest. She's our new friend, but not won't be a new friend for long. She's going to be become a great friend of ours if she'll come back, because she's got so much to teach us folks in the area of a new technology, a relatively new technology that is going, I believe, is going to change our lives over in your lifetime, folks. I believe if you live 10, you and I live 10 more years, blockchain will be have a very dramatic impact on our lives. And she's the author of Blockchain for Dummies. Don't take that personally. As in terms of blockchain, you probably are a dummy right now. Deanna, thanks for staying with me. Talk to us. Let me say this in the way I understand it, and this will help. You can tell me how close I'm getting. A block is a set of codes. A chain is the order of that of those codes, and that is the evidence of the existence of something, an asset or an agreement or something, and that's a blockchain. What do you think? A digital. Is it, how close am I?
Okay. So blockchains, I like to think of them in three different ways. So you have a block, and within a block is recorded the transfer, usually, mm-hmm. of something digitally. And the chain part is the cryptographic part that links them together so that you know that nothing has happened in between for that thing.
The chain is the immutable part, right?
It is the immutable.
Right, folks, absolutely. Remember this. When you think of blockchain, and when especially once it's distributed across the ledgers, you're going to want to keep the concept of being immutable. In other words, something can't be changed. It's like encrypting, being encrypted to the millionth power or something like that, right, Tiana?
Right. Like within Bitcoin, they take their blocks and they take one block and they hash it. And the hash basically is a one-way function. You can't unencrypt it. You can't break it. And they take that hash, this concept, and they put it into the next block, and it links them together in time.
And in that block is where it's identifying you as the owner, right?
No. So within each block are transactions. So if you and I are trading Bitcoin, for example, our transactions are all within one block. And so that might be in a 10-minute time frame. It might be in a 15-second time frame. It really depends on the cryptocurrency that we're mm-hmm. using, or how big and how the time element of each block.
Right. But yep. The main thing about a blockchain, I'm just trying to help people understand it as simply as possible right now. A blockchain is digital evidence of your ownership or your possession of a thing, a currency, an asset, a contract. It's digital, immutable. Nobody can steal that from you. You can, if they take it from you, they have it, but if they can't take that and replicate it and take it from you. Is that right?
Think about yes, there is a part of this technology that has those characteristics, and those are going to be your private keys that you use to hold your cryptocurrency.
Right.
The blockchain itself, depending on which one you're using, is going to be the history of that cryptocurrency that can't be changed, and it's shared.
Which includes who the current owner is.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Okay. Right. Exactly. So, it has a list of all the owners of everything. Sort of and, like if you went down to the
but
county.
Pardon me. I got to get to the ledgers here in a second. But once you establish that, that part of it is it doesn't have to be cryptocurrency, right? It could be a contract. It could be a piece of real estate. It could be a car, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So now this is where I'm talking about. I'm trying to help you understand, folks. Tiana, the everyday application, potential application for this. Now let's move over and talk to them about distributed ledgers, which is where this thing really gets tight, where it really gets solid.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell us about distributed ledgers.
So it's in the same kind of, it's the same thing. When we think about cryptocurrency, it's a byproduct of a secure, publicly distributed blockchain. Not all blockchains have cryptocurrencies that are utilized for security, but all the public ones do, to my knowledge. And so what we end up having is this secure ledger that you and I are talking about, this secure distributed ledger,
which could be thousands or millions of different, could be thousands or even millions of different places, different computers around the world that have a record of your blockchain, right?
Yes. One of the most distributed ones in the world right now is called DigiByte. There's, you know, Bitcoin, everyone has heard of that one. There's Ethereum.
But the point is, I'm running out of time for this segment. The point is once it's distributed to those ledgers, nobody's gonna can go to the trouble to change to try to steal my asset. If they did that, they'd have to go to find all those ledgers and change them in all those ledgers, wouldn't they?
Yes, they'd have to compromise a significant portion of the network in order to change that.
And that's what adds to the immutability of all this, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future. It's very important to understand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.